And that is crazy cause we so turned up. Yeah, homie, I'm turned. I ain't popping, rolling, and I ain't burnt. So tell Mary and Molly, I don't need them to party. Someone woke up in the lobby trying to locate their wallet while I'm nine holes in trying to work on my hobby. And I wish somebody would get me started. Hey, deuces up to Nipsey, K Dot and Gang. I'm out here in the West, don't holler at me, man. My bloodstream clean, nothing running through my veins. It's 116, yeah, I'm still unashamed. I call it network if I'm out here fishing. You know I'm with the clip. Man, we out here trying to kick it. You know that we turn. You know that we turn. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed. But when we talk about really believing God, we have to believe God in those most challenging areas. And many times that's given. Listen, you're not by yourself. I'm letting them stretch me. Amen. I used to be a $5 man, $10 man. Amen, somebody. I'm trying to stretch. Amen, somebody. Somebody might say, well, I don't have it to give. That's okay. You can't give what you don't have. But when it come, give it then. Anybody here? Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. So I'm working on it. Amen. Because I believe that God loves a cheerful giver. And he says in his word that when you give a lot, you'll receive a lot. All he's doing is working with our heart. Amen, somebody. Because even when we save money, typically we save it to make sure we can take care of ourselves when something happens. Amen, somebody. But how many know you have a God that will take care of you? Now, I'm not saying don't save your money. I'm not saying don't use wisdom, amen, but put money in its proper place and put God in his proper place. Amen, somebody. Well, he says here in verse number 8, and God is able. Somebody say he's able. Watch this now. He's able to bless you abundantly. You know what we really believe? We believe we're able to bless us abundantly. But we really believe God is able to bless us abundantly. We won't withhold the tithe from the Lord. We won't just give him a little and say, God, that's just enough. But we'll get to the place where we say, God, we trust you enough to sow this seed, knowing that when we give, we're going to receive. God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I'm going to read that again. God is able. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, God is able. I can't pay this bill. God is able. There are millionaires over there. I'm still struggling. God is able. I don't know what I'm going to do about this upcoming situation. God is able. The point is we have to believe him enough to stand on his word and obey his word. What is he able to do? To bless us abundantly so that in all things, at all times, everybody say all things, say at all times, having all that you need, you will abound. See, in every good work, as it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower, who is that? God. And bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed. Let me tell you something. No matter how much money you have, there can always be a problem that's bigger than your money. There have been people that have had great amounts of money, but sickness hit and they didn't have enough money beyond their insurance to cover the bill. All of a sudden, something takes place. There's a flood in your house. You had insurance, but you didn't have flood insurance. Amen. Money still had to come out. Or just living day-to-day life, things begin to happen. Watch this, but you had no seed in the ground. See, when you have seed in the ground, financial seed in the ground, you could say, God, I'm looking for my harvest. It gives you more confidence to say, God, I trust you. Well, it's one thing to trust God with an empty account. It's another thing knowing that you've put seed into that account, and you can say, okay, God, I need to make a withdrawal. Hey, man, you know I honored you with my tithe. You know I've sowed a big seed. But many times we're sowing $5 and $10 seeds looking for God to bless us with $10,000, $20,000. Amen. No, you got to sow a seed. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's quiet, but I'm coming. I'm coming. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 12. So, number one, the amount does matter. That was 2 Corinthians 9, 1 through 11. Money matters. Money matters. If it didn't matter, you would stop working. Amen, somebody. Money matters. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the amount of money does matter. So we want to make sure that we are sowing abundant seeds. Let me help you this morning. Nobody can make you sow anything. Nobody can make you sow anything. What you do is you decide. We were in Leesville, and I'll never forget, this was about, a week ago or so, and that was a service, and a man was asking for some big seeds. And, of course, I thought to myself, well, you know, that ain't me. Not that I don't have it, but you're not finna get it. Not the way you're asking for it. Amen. I might have been by myself. But the point is, God spoke to me and said, you ought to be the first one to grab the envelope. I said, wow. Amen. Amen. Why they clapping off that? They clapping off that. Should have been the first one. Now, I ended up being the second one. Amen, somebody. But I should have been the first one. And it wasn't about the man that was asking, and it wasn't so much about the way he was asking, but the point is, God said, I already showed you, son. I showed you a few days earlier that the reason why the harvest is small, because your seed is small. So when you get opportunities to sow big seeds, amen, and we're on different levels with this. I've been hearing prosperity preaching for over 20 years, so I already have enough in me to move past, you know, whatever. But different people on different levels. My job is to still preach it regardless of what level you're on because it's in the book. Amen. Anything God says to do, if you obey it, that's blessing at the end of it. Okay? So when that time came, I said, okay, well, I don't have this in a set account, but I know where I got it. I'm going to switch it over. Amen, somebody. And I'm going to sow this seed. Don't you know I'm standing on a $1,000 seed? Now, for some people, you might say, what does that mean? In other words, I know and God know there's a $1,000 seed in the ground. Amen. And God is going to make sure to bless me according to the abundant seed I have sown. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 12. Look at your neighbor and say, the amount does matter. Malachi 3, 7 through 12. Now, when we look at Malachi, we've preached this a number of times, but it's always good to review because sometimes people go through financial hardships because they haven't heard this principle. They haven't heard how when you honor God with your finances, he stops the devourer from taking things from you. They haven't heard how when you honor the Lord with your tithe and your offering, how the windows of heaven are open over you. So let's look and see here. In verse number 7, ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me. I'm in verse 7, Malachi chapter 3. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. In other words, you used to do this. There was a time when you did this. But you need to do it again. And that can count for anything. That was a time where you used to love people. Heart and got hardened. Need to love again. That was a time where you prayed. But now we've strayed away from God. You need to pray again. That was a time when you gave. He says, return unto me. That was a time when you gave. Amen. Return unto me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? So he tells them specifically how. He says, in tithes and offerings. Many times we use this scripture as just tithing. Okay, I give my tithe. But he says here, in tithes and offerings. Then he says, in so many words, because of this, you are under a curse. Your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Then he says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Somebody may say, well, what is the whole tithe? Okay, do I tithe on the net or the gross? Okay, your gross is the income that God allows you to receive. That's the full amount. Then the government, which we so thank God for, the United States of America, be it FICA, you know, Social Security, federal, state tax, they do not ask you, do you want to give us a percentage? No, they simply go in and take their percentage out, and what's left is how you live. And since that's the case, we're saying that we live in the kingdom of God, and we're saying that we're believers. We ought to make sure to honor our God first off the top. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Now, I learned that years ago because I had that question. You know, well, I don't get to see that amount of money, but that's how much you made. Listen, is God going to smite you if you don't pay or honor him with your tithe on the net? No. You simply rob yourself from that benefit because all of this is about trust. How much do you trust God and how much do you trust yourself? How much do you trust God and how much do you trust the government? God, when I say I'm going to give you what is the representation of my thought, my time, my work ethic, and my ability, I say, God, I honor you with that. Heaven looks back and says, you know what? You trust me. You believe me. Favor is open to you. Greater finances are open unto you. And he goes on to say, I'm going to read it, how the devourer is rebuked, or stopped because of your giving. Will a mere mortal rob God? This is the NIV. Yet you rob me. How can you rob God if it belongs to you? Can you rob somebody of something that belongs to you? If it belongs to you, you're simply taking it back, right? But if it belongs to somebody else and you take it, then you're robbing them. Many times we rob God because we haven't heard the truth. Then other times we rob God because we're rebellious. Then other times we rob God because we're fearful. Okay? The rebellious person says, I don't care what they say. They're not getting my money. Let me help you. The only reason why you have any money is because God allowed that to be a company to employ you, that God gave you the brain power and the physical ability to go on that job and get that finance. Everything that we have is because of God. And when we honor him with the tithe, we're simply saying, God, thank you. We're simply saying, God, we honor you. And what he's saying is, it's a principle. If I've blessed you with 100, I'm just asking you to help you to not be in idolatry and for me to bless you. Just reserve the 10 for me, okay? And that's just one aspect, okay? Let's look at it. If you would turn your phones off for me, please. The next thing says this, verse number 9. You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you're robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Now, what does he mean, the whole tithe and the storehouse, okay? In that time, that would have been the temple. They had certain grains, wheats, different things that they had in the storehouse to take care of the needs of the people. The tithe we know is 10%, but the whole tithe is not you just, you know, giving God so much. It's the tenth. Amen. that there may be food or provision in my house. And then this is what God says, test me, prove me, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Now, if God really said this, and I believe